Welcome back to Portals. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thanks for dropping in with me. This is going to be an interesting episode, a funny one at that. That really brings a part of my journey within motherhood full circle. And for those of you that know, I am not a mother at this time, nor am I pregnant. I am the mother to a fur baby, though. A fur baby who has taught me many lessons and who has helped me learn on a deep level how to calm my nervous system and how to show up fully in all ways, to not run away from the mess and to truly embrace it. So let's drop into this portal, where I'll share a bit of a journey that I've had with Biggie. So back when Biggie was a puppy, I had to go to IKEA, and I went there with my cousin. He had been having some diarrhea prior to our journey to IKEA, but he seemed okay, and I didn't want to leave him home alone because he was a puppy. Now, why I needed to go to IKEA in this moment, I can't quite remember. I'm not even sure it was for me. It may have been for my cousin who had just moved to town. Nonetheless, we went to IKEA and I brought Biggie. We were about 3/4 of the way through the store when I saw him starting to squirm a bit. And I thought, oh God, he's got to go to the bathroom. And if you've been to IKEA before, you know you can't get out of that maze until you get out of that maze. Well, the next thing I knew, Biggie had diarrhea in IKEA. There was no one around to ask for help. There was no one around to ask for paper towels or a mop. So I simply ran, or walked really fast. I'm not quite a runner. And I scooted my way out of the section and didn't say anything. And I remember my cousin looking at me like, what are you going to do? And I just said, maybe this is the type of mother I am. Like, this is the type of mother I'm going to be, that we just got into a messy situation. And I ran away. I didn't have that awareness then, right? That it was a messy situation that I ran away from. It was like, oh shit, my dog just shit on the floor. I don't have anything to clean it up. Oh my God, what do I do? And I acted in fight or flight. I flew. I haven't been back to IKEA. I'm concerned they might have a picture of me and Biggie. As a matter of fact, I won't even say which IKEA I was in. Though I did send a lot of energy and love to whomever had to clean that up. And I felt bad. Though I didn't feel bad enough to figure it out at that time. I didn't know what to do. So I flew. So this was well over a year ago, when Biggie was a little baby. And fast forward to a few days ago, I had to get on a plane to New York with Biggie. And he had diarrhea the day before the flight. And I thought to myself, is he going to be okay? Are we going to be okay? Will he be able to make it through the flight? Should I change my flight? And my intuition told me to go. My intuition told me he would be okay. And the journey began. We got to the airport, and as I went to check in, I realized I had forgotten my ID. Something I'd never done before. Yet I had a vision. It may happen. About a week prior to it actually happening. So there I was, standing in the airport, explaining my way into them checking my luggage. And then explaining my way to TSA through security. And as I was standing on the other side of security while they were checking through all of my bags, Biggie started barking. And I knew he had to go to the bathroom. took about 6 or 7 minutes longer for them to get me all my stuff. And I put it over my shoulder and started on a fast walk, because again, I don't really run, towards where I knew there was an animal bathroom in the airport. Well, guess what? We didn't make it. Biggie had diarrhea in the airport. Thankfully, this time around, there was a man right nearby who was cleaning one of the water fountains, and I walked over to him, a little broken down and tired from the experience I'd already had, and said, "I'm so sorry. My dog just had an accident on the floor. Could I please have some paper towels?" And he offered me paper towels, and I cleaned it up, and he came over with a garbage bag, and he was so kind. And I cleaned up, and we headed for the plane. And I thought to myself, okay, he's going to be okay. His belly's empty now. We're all good. He'll sleep through the flight. No problem. And at the same time, I had a moment like, okay, Lauren, you got through this. It's all good. So he had diarrhea in the airport. No big deal. You know, parents deal with this every day, right? Your human babies get sick. You got to take care of them. So this is the experience I got to have with my fur baby. So we get on the plane and we sit down. And about an hour and 15 minutes into the flight, he looks at me. And I know he has to go to the bathroom. And I have no fucking idea what to do. Because where are you going to go to the bathroom on a plane? We were sitting up in first class, so I walked to the galley with him, thinking, okay, at least if I stand up, I can evaluate if he has to go to the bathroom, if he doesn't. I don't know what I was thinking, honestly. But I said to the stewardess, who was so kind, that my dog was sick, and I had a feeling he needed to go to the bathroom. And she gave me gloves and a plastic bag and a bunch of napkins. They were about to start serving food, so I moved with him all the way to the back of the plane, to the galley. And after a short while, Biggie had diarrhea on the plane. Yet again, diarrhea in a public setting. Thankfully, no one was standing in the galley, because let me tell you, I know there would have been a level of shame and embarrassment. But don't worry, I still had that opportunity. As I began to clean up this second mess, Biggie tugged on his leash and it got loose from my hand, and he ran all the way from the back of the plane to the front without me, as I was cleaning up the diary in the back. And one of the attendants in the back was so kind, and she ran up to the front and got him, and I followed and got him and went back and began to clean up again. And she saw what happened. She was like, "Is he okay? Are you okay?" And once again, very kind. She was really grateful that I cleaned it up. And then we went back to another seat. It was a pretty empty flight, thankfully. And he calmed down. And he was okay. And as I sat there thinking, what is this here to teach me? Because yes, I could look at it as my dog had diarrhea, he's sick. Sure. That would be a surface level analysis. I knew there was more though. So I asked myself, what is this here to teach me? And as I paused with that question, I was reminded of the trip to IKEA. I was reminded how I ran away, how I was in deep fight or flight, how my nervous system was not calm or regulated. If it was, I wouldn't have ran away. I would have dealt with the situation. But at that moment in time, I wasn't ready. And here I was on an airplane. My dog had taken a shit. And not only was there nowhere to run, I didn't want to run. I wanted to stay present in the moment. Even as I was cleaning up the shit, I wanted to be present in the mess. Because that's where the medicine is. That's where the magic is. That's where the growth is. The lotus grows from the mud. It doesn't just grow on the green grass. It grows from the mud. It rises from the mess. And in that moment, I could see I have risen from the mess. I have regulated my nervous system. I have found new levels of peace within the chaos. I share this because sometimes we are so unaware of our growth. We don't even see it. Because sometimes it's something as simple as this. Sometimes it's a messy situation that you think is simply a mess. And you don't pause to see the growth and the beauty in all of it. So I want you to invite you to take a moment to notice, where have you grown recently? Where are you no longer running from? Or should I say, what are you no longer running from? Where have you grown? Where can you honor yourself? Whether it's small growth or big growth, it doesn't matter. Where have you turned a mess into magic? Let's take a moment to simply take a deep breath. And honor ourselves for showing up to this human experience, this beautiful life, with all of its beauty, with all of its mess, with all of its magic. We signed up for this beautiful Earth school, and we are so damn lucky to be here. Even on those days where it doesn't feel that lucky. I know that day in IKEA, it didn't feel so lucky. But it is. But we are. We are so blessed to have experiences, to feel a spectrum of emotions, and to learn how to regulate our systems, to experience all of them with ease. Let's take another deep breath in and exhale. Thank you for dropping in with me to this portal. If you haven't already, go ahead and catch up on the previous 9 episodes. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear your stories. Tell me about how you've regulated your nervous system in the craziest of circumstances. If you want to know more ways you can work with me, you can always visit me online at laurencourtneyheals.com, on Instagram at I am Lauren Courtney. This Thursday and every Thursday for the next 5 weeks, I will be offering chakra upgrades to my Glow Up Your Chakras program. All of the links to sign up are on my website as well as Instagram. And stay tuned. In March, I will be opening up the Glow Up membership for enrollment once again. Sending you all so much love. Have a wonderful, wonderful, magical day.